Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just have had a little issue for the last few years where I'm 35 years old and been noticing that the urine flow, I guess, is not as strong as it used to be. So I got it checked out and they said I had a little bit of a enlarged prostate, and
Yep.
I've just been trying to figure out how to, I guess, how to kind of fix that. I don't really want to have this for the rest of my life. Being at a younger age, usually it seems like this hits more toward the late 50, 50 plus range. So I was just a little bit concerned about being younger with the problem, but wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Okay, well, glad you called when you're in your 30s instead of your 50s, sir, because symptoms would be probably a bunch worse, darn it, when it starts this young. Okay, well, there are some very specific things I'll get to, but let me ask you first, what kind of stuff are you eating every day, sir? Because this a lot depends on what one is eating.
I don't know. I guess I try not to eat too much fast food, although maybe I do. I guess pretty, I don't know. I guess probably have too many carbs, but I have a lot of cereal or oatmeal and stuff, type of things for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, dinners consist of like a meat and a side of, I don't know, a carb and a vegetable maybe. Go out to eat, maybe a couple times a week. Well, for lunches, I eat out at work. I guess it's hard to
Okay.
really say what my diet is because it's something different all the time. So.
Yeah. Well, that gives me a general idea. Thank you. Now, one other question. Do you have any folks in your family who have type 2 diabetes?
I do not. Not that I'm aware
Okay.
of.
Well, that's good. And if anybody in your family ever tells you that, oh, gee, I've been diagnosed with that, we always got to watch out. Family histories are important to what might happen with us. Specifically, I ask the question, sir, because years before people develop type 2 diabetes, and one is more likely to if it's in the family than if it isn't, some guys, their testosterone starts getting depleted because it gets turned into estrogen much more rapidly in those who are on the road to type 2 diabetes, and that extra estrogen fraction that doesn't happen if we're not on the road to type 2 diabetes, that extra estrogen fraction can bother the prostate. And so that's why I asked that specific question, and it's specific for families where there's type 2 diabetes. So if that's not your worry, then we won't worry about it. Now let's get on to things that can help the prostate. Do you happen to take any vitamins or minerals, sir?
I
Supplements, you
do
know.
not, although just regarding the diabetes, my dad is more like hypoglycemic, and I do have a extreme sugar craving. But as far as diabetes goes, I don't think the actual diabetes runs in the family other than
Right.
some blood sugar imbalances.
Okay, well, just for the record then, sir, people who are hypoglycemic, usually when they get something called the KRAFT, and that's spelled KRAFT, pre-diabetes test, usually indeed they are pre-diabetic. Even if it's 20 years pre, the KRAFT pre-diabetes test will pick it up. And again, when that pre-diabetes or diabetes exists, and it can be the very early stages of pre-diabetes, which actually can be found in one's teens. I'm not kidding you. That test is that specific. Then over time, guys will make more estrogen out of their testosterone. Now, I'm not saying you have that personally. I'm saying please keep it in mind. So if the following things that I'm going to tell you about don't work for you, then, because they do work for most people, then I would be considering seeing a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. If you ever want to read about the KRAFT prediabetes test, it's KRAFT. Just go online to Meridian Valley Lab. That's meridianvalleylab.com, and put the KRAFT prediabetes test in the search engine and click. And anyway, you'll find it and you can read about it. But now let's get right back to the specific thing you're asking about. There are several nutrients that are absolutely key to prostate health. The three very best known happen to be zinc and boron and selenium. Okay. And if any of those are missing, the prostate has a bad habit of enlarging sooner than it should. And not only that, but particularly the zinc and the boron, have been found to prevent prostate cancer too, not just prostate enlargement. Okay. Then there is a, of all things, a red pigment, the red pigment that's found in watermelon and in tomatoes. This stuff is called lycopene, L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. And some doctors got together, a bunch of guys who had large prostates, and half of them took a placebo and half of them took the lycopene. And they first measured everybody's prostate with ultrasound to see how big it was. Okay, and then half of them took the placebo and half of them took the lycopene. And after a couple, 3 months on the lycopene or the placebo, whichever, they did the ultrasound again. And oh my goodness, the guys who were taking the lycopene stuff, why, their prostates had shrunk by 20%. And the guys who were taking the placebo, yeah, it was a wash. It was maybe a little bigger, but not much. But it wasn't any smaller, like in the lycopene group. So those are specific nutrients that help the prostate. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4 different bottles of nutrients? Yes, one could do that. Also, at Tomatit Clinic Dispensary, and yes, I do work at Toma Clinic. Full disclosure here. But there's something called prostate formula that contains all of those nutrients plus some botanicals plus other things that have been known to help guys' prostates. And so with a lot of men, particularly if they catch it early, they can work out of that one bottle. And yes, it is 2 or 3 pills twice a day, but they don't have to have 4 different pill bottles and keep track of all the doses and everything. So you could consider that. But now let's go to where you can get that in your food, which is really the best place, of course, in the long run. Now, zinc, yes, there's more zinc in animal protein than in vegetables, that's for sure. But there's a couple of veggie things. They're not exactly veggie seeds. They're things. They're seeds. Sunflower seeds and sesame seeds. They kind of have a bunch of zinc in them. And when you see those sunflower seeds all over the baseball diamond at baseball games because the players are chewing on them and throwing the shells away, hey, those guys are getting a lot of zinc. Pretty cool. And so if you wouldn't mind sunflower seeds as a snack, that would give you some considerable zinc. Now, selenium, ooh, that's another good one. Australian researchers found that if we eat 4 Brazil nuts a day, that there is as much selenium in there as in the average dose that you would find in that prostate formula or in the health food store. So let's see, 4 a day, is that going to hurt anybody? Nope, nobody ever OD'd on Brazil nuts that I know about. So we've got sunflower seeds for the zinc, and we've got Brazil nuts for the selenium. And where do we find the boron? Oh, darn, there is no food that's particularly high in boron. I wish there were. So we have to pass on that one for a supplement. But the lycopene is found in tomatoes and watermelons. But also, it would take a whole lot of tomatoes or watermelons, and to make a daily dose, it would take the equivalent of about 4 cans of tomato paste a day. So I would trend my vegetables in the direction of tomatoes to get at least some whole fresh lycopene. But you might want to get that formula and see how that does for your prostate. But again, if that doesn't work out, and adding the Brazil nuts and the sunflower seeds and the tomatoes doesn't help either, then I think I'd check with the doc, just because your dad has hypoglycemia, to see if you yourself might be pre-diabetic. And really, this test will find it when a person's in their teens, if they're pre-diabetic. And if you are, uh-oh, right. That's not only for the prostate. It's because, gee, us guys who have that problem, and that's 1 in 3 men, our testosterone drops too low too early. And that's no fun.
Yeah. And I like the idea of, I like to eat more nuts. Like you were saying, when I do eat more nuts, I tend to get hemorrhoids. And I don't know what it is. I'm becoming an old man before I said, I don't know if it's the extra fiber or what, but it just irritates that area. So,
well, let's hope those 2 particular nuts don't do that. But if they do, again, you can rely on something like that prostate formula.
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds great. What was it called again? Sorry.
That's the name, prostate formula. You can go to Tahoma Clinic Dispensary website. You'll find it there. It's just TahomaClinicDispensary.com.
Great. Great. Well, yeah, I appreciate all your advice.
Well, good luck there, and let's hope That you're not one of those guys who's making too much testosterone and estrogen. Just keep it in mind, sir, that it's possible. It's not for sure. It's possible.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting insight. I hadn't thought of that before. So I'll have to do some of those tips.
Yep. Just read up on it. Lots of stuff online. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for calling.